though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like a deer's feet. He will make me walk on my high hills. I want to bring you a prophetic word that if you can rejoice in the midst of your challenges and adverse circumstances, God will turn it around.
Amen.
I'm sure this is the last Sunday of the month. Some of us have experienced the things we prayed for earlier or at the beginning of the year, and some of them hasn't happened. I want to encourage you, don't be disappointed. God hasn't finished with you what? Yet. Hallelujah. Somebody will come into an unusual blessings next year.
Amen.
If you can believe it. There's something that I saw. An unusual blessing. Maybe I'll tell you more about it when we come to the communion. I want to ask you a few questions. Are you in a situation where things are not working? Like the prophet said, the fig tree is not blood, the vine, the labor, the oil. What this means is this, okay? These are the things that the people lived on. These are the very substances that made life for them. And all these things was cut off. So imagine your life. The things that are supposed to make life go smooth and well for you, it's cut off. What will you do? How would you respond? Maybe you may be disappointed that you wanted a particular breakthrough. You haven't seen it by the end of the year. What are you going to do? Does your future seem as if there is no light at the end of the tunnel? Does it seem as if things will never turn around for you? You've been praying for years or believing God and things are not what happening as they are supposed to. Is that not so? When we are in that kind of scenario, we are tempted to what? Complain, murmur, accusations, etc. Is that not so? The fig tree is not blossoming. Your finances are not working. There is no fruit on the vines. Your bank account is empty. No savings. Nothing is working. The yield of the olive fields, that is the works of your hands, are not prospering. There is no produce. The flocks are cut off. There is no cattle. There is no anything to make things work. It's a serious situation. Picture it. It's a very dire situation. Maybe to try and help you, let me give you some more maybe practical scenarios. Celeste, so you can say that. Sorry, you continue to play. Sorry. At times in life, we do go through what? Dark seasons. How many of you know that? We go through temporal situations where we can lose our jobs. There can be bad investment. You invested in some relationship. You invested in some money. You invested in some, and the whole thing has what? Failed. There are times that you can experience slander and accusations. How many of you have experienced that before?
Yeah.
I don't think you have.
Oh, yes.
The higher you go in life, the more you experience that. Unless your workplace, they are Rottweilers at the workplace, where there's slander, accusations, charges having no foundation of truth, resulting in mistrust and being alienated. Maybe you are going through some mental depression. Thank God that you've come out. You said this year has been a wonderful year for you. No depression, praise the Lord. Maybe mental depression. You are a strong man, but you've been brought low. Have you seen a strong man brought low before? And they are crying like a baby. Situation can make all of us cry like children. Maybe you've suffered bereavement. I'm talking, maybe you are not here, but somebody listening on the tape. A dear one has died. And it seems as if nothing matters. Or maybe you suffer rejection in a relationship. Loneliness, divorce, family confusion and fight. All of this thing can debilitate you. It can sap your energy. As if nothing is flourishing. Yet, I will rejoice. For I know that all things worketh for my good. As long as you are breathing, you've not, God hasn't finished with you. When we go through these scenarios in life, we are tempted to react in fear, insecurities, complainings, murmuring, finding people to accuse. Is that not so? Blaming God, blaming the past. When situations like this happen, but the prophet said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. We are tempted to respond. Look, 2020, 2021, whatever year it is what you will make out of it by believing God. Your response to God makes a difference. And I can tell you that somebody here or some persons here in 2020 will come into unusual blessings. Amen. The word is unusual. Amen. Blessings. I don't ask me how, but I know what the Lord has earmarked. You see, but the prophet, instead of giving way to despondency, giving way to depression, giving way to sitting down and crying and weeping, and he did not. He said, yet I will rejoice. And later on, we'll know the result if you rejoice in the Lord when things are not working. Though all outward means of support can fail you, though all human beings can fail you, including the pastor, though your father, your mother, your brother, the person, all of them can fail you, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Don't let this be a theory. If you can make this a reality in your life, you will see the wonders of the Lord in the land of the living. Though things can be desolate, things can be barren, circumstances can shake your confidence in God, even in yourself. You can go through a situation, you begin to doubt yourself, and you begin to you get into a state and as if you don't exist. Yet, in spite of all these afflictions, I will rejoice. In spite of all these attacks and misfortunes, magasa bro, I will still rejoice in the Lord. All this, regardless of all these disappointments, I will still rejoice. Regardless that all is gone, God is not gone, so I will rejoice in the Lord. Though my father and my mother can forsake me, yet the Lord will pick me up and set me in the family. So I will rejoice. Because the prophet knew that all things is working together for the good of the Lord. There's a time and a season in everything in life. There's a time to weep. And there's a time to rejoice. Somebody's time of rejoicing is coming. Certain things are going to change. In spite of all the calamities that has befallen this man, all the earthly blessings has perished. Every physical sustenance and maintenance has been removed. Yet, I will rejoice. When I look to my right, nobody. Left, nobody. Up, nowhere. Yet, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From when cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. I pray that in the coming year, your walk with God will not just be religion, to be a reality. God will become very real to some of you. God will surprise some of you. You will say, whoa, 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 whoa. Now I know that God exists. You know it in your head, but you will experience it. You know why, and I want to show you a secret, why the prophet could rejoice. Listen to me carefully. The prophet determined that his triumph and his peace and joy was not what? In things or in people. It was in the Lord. Oh, Jesus, help me here. If you can develop and develop that secret, you can see truly spiritual, powerful people who can rejoice in the Lord, their God alone. Like Job, when everything was taken, said, though he slay me, yet I will praise him. He was resolved to delight in the Lord. For when all is gone, as far as he was concerned, God wasn't gone. When all have forsaken me, when everything is turning upside down, going haywire, God hasn't finished. God is still there. He's still with us. Hallelujah. So, what is important I want to state again is this. What gave the gentleman, the prophet, this kind of unshakable peace, joy, was that he was secured and he knew God. It may sound so simple, but you go through what he was describing and some of the things I've described. It can shake you so much. If you are not careful, you can totally backslide and say, I'm not serving. God doesn't exist. Yes. His unshakable joy was in the unchangeable God, the unmovable God, the great changer. It was in him as a person. That's what the psalmist said in Psalm 27. The Lord is my light. The issue is not the light, but the Lord is the light. And the Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my deliverer. It's not my bank account. It's not my husband, not my wife, not that person. The Lord is my glory. That was where he had his strength. The Lord. I don't know what you think is your Lord. But may you and I come to a place when all is lost. We say, on Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. You can take all my money, but I will bless you. And the Bible says, in the midnight hour, while Paul and Silas have suffered abuse, in the darkness of the prison, they lifted their voice and praised the Lord of hosts. They could have sat there and complained. How can we save you, God, and make us suffer so much? Where is the power of God? No! They said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. All times. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. I will not fear what man can do to me. You can take everything, but you can't take the Lord from me. And when I have the Lord, if the Lord be for me, who can succeed against me? The psalmist or the prophet had this understanding. I pray that in the coming year, even from today, you will rejoice in the Lord. The prophet was grounded in God. He was rooted in God like David. And when David's wife and children were all taken, everything he had, the Bible says David encouraged himself. Where? In rice and peas? At his office? In his uncle? In the Lord. In the Lord. Makatempaya labos. In the Lord. May you have a revelation of the Lord. That when God is sitting with you, who dares? Yes, everything may be gone, but God is more than enough. If God is on your side, which devil, which witch, which power can stand against the Lord? The one who said, I can call upon 10,000 angels and wipe humanity out, but I will not do it. He is the one who is the Lord. The Lord who made the heavens. Now these things, like Chris was declaring about Christ, at times these things just here. When you get it here, it's a different ball game in life. My prayer for you and I is that we will choose what that prophet chose. You can choose to exercise what? Your joy in the, it's a choice. It's a choice. Say it's a choice. You see, when two people are working together, for the work to work and the relationship to work, they must all be on the same what? Page. When you find, let me give you a secret about working together. When you have two people in a relationship and they operate by different principles and different understanding, that relationship will turn to chaos. You can check it in your marriage, in your friendship, whatever. When you discover that you operate on two systems of values, that is why if you don't have certain values, you can't work with me. Because our values must be in agreement. How can two work together except they be what? Agreed. How can you work and see the power of God except you can rejoice in the Lord when all seem to be what? Lost. The Apostle Paul, when everything, he told the guys not to move, and they moved, Acts chapter 26 or so, and there was chaos, there was a storm, they were all going to die. They fasted and prayed for 14 days. Nobody was eating, and the Lord appeared to the apostle and said, because of you, nobody's life will be lost. Amen. Then Paul came and told all the ship captain and all the commanders, the God who myself last night appeared to me and said that we will lose the goose, but no life will be lost. I am telling you that the God whom I serve is telling me that somebody here in the coming year will come into unusual blessings. Unusual blessings. Unusual blessings. It will come in such a way you'll be shocked yourself from an unusual source. And I'm not talking about small blessing. It's a blessing that is life changing. Your whole life. A complete life changing experience. You can choose to rejoice in the Lord. Not just that. You can choose to make it very vocal. Vocal. You know, some people rejoice, but they can't make it vocal. Taboo, sire. The time has come for you to let people hear that the Lord is on your side. You must vocalize it in your family, vocalize it in church, vocalize it in your car, and then vocalize it. Yet I will rejoice. I will bless the Lord at all times. You can't bless the Lord in your heart without your mouth. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. They must hear it from your mouth. You must declare it. I will choose to exalt in the victorious God. When I'm surrounded by adversity, I will still choose to verbalize my confidence in the living God. That he can just take a second and change my whole situation like that. God has the ability to do that. A second, nanosecond, he can change your whole destiny. He is the Lord. He doesn't need any man's permission to bless you. Hallelujah. Are you here? Can you rejoice like the prophet is saying?
Yes.
You must have a tendency of gratitude and thankfulness. Thank God I made it every night by the Spirit. I just know if he control it. It's in my blood. Oh, yes. Thank God. The devil can't stop me. He will definitely try, but not by me, save the Lord. And all those who rise up against you shall fall for your sake.
Yes.
Bible says, be thankful. Give thanks
In all things, not some things. In all circumstances. Oh Lord, may we develop that. In all circumstances, give thanks. For this is my will for you. Can you? Can you? Magasu, but I feel like speaking something. Can you give thanks in all situations? When everything seems that things are not working, you don't know where the next meal is coming from, give thanks. I was with a friend the other day, and he had a box, and the amount of medication in that box, when I saw it, I was frightening myself. I said, give thanks that you don't have a box of medications like that. Give thanks. I'm telling you. You think you are poor? Somebody's 50 times more poorer than you. So give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. And there's a story that the old sages said, an African one. There was a man. See, there was a man. He had a cloth, a cloth. And the cloth had some, like maybe this jacket, and had some 1, 2, 3 holes in it. And he was complaining. I complained. Then he said he was so angry, he went and threw the thing somewhere on the dump. Then there comes a man. See, she said, hallelujah, glory to God. Start dancing and praising and dancing. You see, what do you think is bad for you? Somebody will get it and they'll think it's heaven. Be grateful and stop complaining. Give thanks in all things. Today, as you're going home, Father, I thank you. I have hands to lift. I thank you. I have somewhere to sleep. I thank you. I've not seen everything, but I've made it to the end of the year. I give you thanks. My children are okay. My wife is okay. Thank you, Jesus. Give thanks. Give thanks. Have a grateful heart. Have a grateful heart. Thank God you have eyes to see. Some people don't have eyes to see. So the medical said, my brother, you have to take all of this. Say, Lord, have mercy. Whoa. I say, we are so ungrateful, God. So I say, thank you, Jesus. You have food to eat and throw some away, and you are complaining. We have to be thankful and grateful for what God has blessed us with and not what we don't have. Then things will change for you. Have you noticed that when you meet thankful people, it's a joy? People who are full of gratitude, it's just a joy being around them. Very grateful people. Very thankful people. It's such a pleasure. They are just happy. Very grateful for the little they have. God draws near to people like that. And when you see a complaining, murmuring person, well, it's a spirit of entitlement that this has not happened, that has not happened. That is why I'm telling you, regardless of coming to the end of the year, whatever you've not experienced yet, give thanks. God hasn't finished with you. Hallelujah. Others may go have gone ahead, but one miracle from God will make you overtake all of them. You must declare the joy of the Lord. And I want to stress again, the key is simply in this. Let me give you some scriptures for you to notice why you can praise God. Psalm 32, verse 11. It says, be glad in Jehovah. Be glad in who?
Jehovah.
Be glad in who? Jehovah. This is where the importance is, you see. If you can make, I think there's a chapter in Job. I'm not sure whether 22 or 20 something. It says this. If you will treat physical gold, wealth, and throw them as dust, and you will make the Lord your gold. Yes, if you make God, like I make Christ my God, and him, you make that, not the material, but God, Christ is my God. If you make God your gold, then some blessings follow. So that if you make God the only, say, Father, I rejoice in regardless of whatever is going on, regardless of who is forsaking me, regardless of the person who is sacking me, I'm so glad it has come to this, so that you will do it, that all men may know is the doing of the Lord, it's not them. You know, at times God eliminates those 30 people from your life to let them know that they are not the one. At times God can get rid of some people from the church. No, then they are the givers of what God does it to let you know the person that I, the Lord, I am the one who blesses you. It's not that person. Amen. When anybody in your life thinks they are so important that without them you can't make it, God will eliminate them. Not kill them. You will let them go. Then the Lord will come on the scene. Amen. Say, I, the Lord, I will bless you. Oh, yes. And by the way, never think that without you, nobody can make it. That another person, are you God? I said, are you God? Go and listen to the two messages. Humble yourself. Rejoice. It says this. Be glad in there. And shout for joy, all you that are upright in heart. It's time for some shoutings. I say it's time for some shouters. Shout for joy in the Lord. So if you can't shout, you can't shout. You need the spiritual, what do you call it? Constipation. You need the word, what we use to release people from constipation. And then, yes, some people need some spiritual injections to release the blockages. Somebody would laugh so much this year that everyone will be shocked. They've been released from spiritual blockages. Mate Maya, I feel like sawing and going somewhere. You know, I don't know. Lord have mercy. I feel. And say we say we shouldn't feel, but I feel something. It's good to feel good. Is that not? Yeah, I'm feeling something very good. It's as if every chain is broken. Whoo. Let's look at Psalm 33 verse 1 to 4. It says again, rejoice in Jehovah. The key is, what do you rejoice in? Let me ask you, if you sit down very well, some people like rejoicing in food. When they hear restaurant, ay, Lord have mercy. They are so happy. Whatever restaurant. What do you, that's something when they hear holidays, happy, joyous, when they hear Jesus, they are not happy. No wonder you are not getting any breakthrough. Let your holiday bring you the joy. Oh, yes. Am I speaking truth? Me, Kabosondaya. Give me the Lord. Tell the whole world, if I have God, I have everything. Some say you are speaking theory. I can give you experiences in my life. The Lord is more than enough for me. And take everything and have the Lord. Cool. Say, Lord, all that I want is just, it's like Paul. For me to die is gain. I want to be with the Lord. Rejoice in. I can't imagine seeing the Lord and say, I want to sit at your feet, oh Lord. My greatest joy and pleasure. Nothing else can give that joy or pleasure. How do you rejoice in? I don't know. But there, you imagine, for some of us, when certain things happen, then we will think, we've made it now. I've made it already in the Lord. I've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. I have become a partaker of the divine nature. He has elevated me to sit with him where? So what else again? That is why this person, the David and the rest, they can what? Rejoice. He said, you can take the kingdom from me. As long as I have God, I will rejoice. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. You can take everything, but not thy spirit. Take everything else. If I have God, I have all. I'm praying that that will become your testimony and my testimony in the coming year. Amen. That you will let God feel that he's the most important person. That I will rejoice over anything above the Lord. I thank him for his goodness and mercy, but for he himself, I will rejoice in the blessor instead of the blessing. Yes. I will joy in the Lord. One of my favorite scriptures is in Psalm 18, verse 1, 2, 3. It says that the Lord is my rock. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my portion. The Lord Jesus Christ. For those of you who think the Lord is Lord Krishna or whatever, it's not Krishna. It's Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Now I'm going to show you. Let me just give you one in the New Testament. Philippians 4:4. Philippians 4:4. Are you there? Those of you who didn't bring your Bible, thank God your Bible is on your phone. Are you there? Look at my version. It says, always be full of joy in the Lord. Always be full of joy in the Lord. I will say it again. Rejoice. Don't worry. Be happy. What song is that one? You know, it just came to my mind. Be happy. Yeah. You know the song? I'm singing it a little bit. Let me see. Don't worry. What? Be what? Happy. Where? In the Lord. Because happiness, if you are happy in things, they can just go. Everything is subject to, the only thing that doesn't change is God. Human beings are so, every human being, even is subject to change. The person you are, can you imagine? You are believing, you put all your hope on an uncle, a billionaire, and then he's told you, come the following day, now sign the check. That day you can't, you use all your savings, you and your wife, you went to a restaurant to chop because you know that not tomorrow, everything. Happy. 6 in the morning. The man is dead. You are finished. Is that not so? It's in the Bible. The man whose breath is taken out is finished. You are finished. What will you do? You will start screaming. You see? Because you put your hope. The Bible says, cursed is the person who put his faith and confidence in man and trusted not in the Lord. I think Jeremiah 17:17. I want to come to a place where I'm totally in the Lord. Come what may. Let the chains fall wherever I fall. The Lord is my light, my salvation, my strength, and my portion in the land of the living. If I had not believed the Lord, the Bible says I would have what? Fainted. I hope you are getting, the prophet could only rejoice because of what? The Lord. But I want to see you, to show you the secret then in verse 19 of Habakkuk chapter 3. He goes on to say this, because I rejoice in the Lord. He says it because what? He will make my feet like hinds what? Feet. He will make me to walk upon my heart. And as I was meditating on those scriptures, you notice in the King James, he uses these two words. He will make. He will make. I said, wow, Lord, it connects to the thing you show. God is the one who will make you. Oh, that just relaxed me. I can understand why the prophet was rejoicing. The prophet said, because I rejoice in the Lord will. I like that. He will. It is not you. It is not me. He will make my feet sure, like the hind's feet. I'm going to climb then say, he will make me walk upon what? You know what high places is? The topmost. The penthouse. I'm not thinking physically about the penthouse. But that is where what? The cream de la cream. The top. Where the blessings. Where the things are operating. But you see, it was predicated upon him what? Rejoicing. Yes. in the law. Amen? Oh, yes. And that is what we need to do. You can sing songs in the midnight hour. I wonder how Paul and Silas, after working for God, like you serve here, after you finish, then things go bad, we are insulted, this, that. Hey, you know you sign a decree in your heart, I won't serve anymore. But not Paul and Silas. I was serving in the name of the Lord, and I'm suffering this. Lord, I bless you, I pray. And they were not singing quietly in their heart. They sang so loud that the prisoners, what? Heard them, all the prisoners. And they went deeper dungeon. Look, this story, it sounds like, but if you and I can come to the same place, we will see the wonders they saw. The Bible says, as they were praising and worshiping, Paul and Silas were wild, rejoicing in the Lord. God said, I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore. Come on, Gabriel. God just said, the whole prison, earthquake. Everybody's chained. You see, when God blesses you, the overflow. Not just them, everybody, every family member, every life center member, everybody began to be a partaker of the blessing. But you are the source. Thank God you are the one that God visited. Every chain fell off. Thank God I made it. Arena by the Spirit. I just know if he control it. It's in my blood now. Mm-mm. Made it. Arena. You see me escape. Bye-bye. I'm gone. Oh, yes. Can you rejoice? Especially those of you who are in dire straits. When things are not working the way you want it to work. You are the ones who are candidates for such miracles.
Hallelujah.
Those who things are going well, they can praise God. That is not deep praise. That is not the sacrifice of praise. The sacrifice of praise is a sacrifice. You don't feel like it, but you know God is what? Worthy of it. Yes. Hallelujah. Can you bless the Lord? I said, can you bless the Lord?
Yes.
I'm going to give you opportunity to bless him, not just in church, especially wherever you are, especially when you are alone and the devil begins to bombard you and tell you crazy things. That's the time. I say, devil, come, bring the co-host. All of you, come and watch me. Put your music on. Hallelujah. God is turning it around.
Amen.
That song has been in my heart for a few days. I couldn't find it. I saw one by the American. It's not the one I wanted, the Nigeria one, the Niger one. So I took up. I want that song. And he found it for me. I've been playing it for 4 hours. That song, turning it around. God is turning the things what around. I feel it. And I saw whether you dream or a vision I got. You are going to have communion. Three people, like three friends. I'm not telling who. I'm just saying so that you can put your... You see, every prophetic word is your faith. Even if it's for this person, they don't believe. You who believe, you will take it. And it's not just saying, you have to believe it throughout to see it. And they were coming from somewhere, as if it was a church, but they were ahead, quite a bit ahead. And they came to, it was as if it was a graveyard, three graves, that represented three of them, relatives that they have lost. And it was a sad moment. And they've done it during the day, so it was in the evening when they were passing through that same place. And it was covered with fresh soil. But as they were going, all of a sudden, as if the moon shone on the grave. And I tell you, you wouldn't believe it. On the graves were reflections of diamonds, chunky diamonds, shining. Cut, not rough what? Pure diamonds. So one of them said, are these not diamonds? The way the thing is, first they thought it was, are these not diamonds? Say it's diamonds. Come and see the greed. I'm going to warn you about certain things. They started, Everybody wanted, you know, there were big ones and small ones. The three of them went for picking as many as they can, everyone trying to get the big ones. As we were doing that, I felt the Lord saying, greed. And they collect, and then one of them said, no, we have to share it together. So we put it all together, we will take it, and then we what? We will share it. Listen to me, because there are some warnings to the whole thing. And they knew that all their troubles in life was over. Totally what? They were never going to be poor again, ever in their life. They and their children. Because the diamonds, if you see them, just one alone. And they had full of them, put them in the pocket. Because when we go to our destination, we'll put it together. So they started moving, and they know the thoughts that was coming among the three of them. So, can I trust this one? Will he bring all of it? I'm just showing what was God was revealing to me. So me too, should I keep some so that just in case? So mistrust and suspicion. And then as they were going, then you see, then the crowd, the plenty church, they started coming. They said, we are not telling anybody, just the three of us. Because, you see, because the graves represented their death situations. It represented a situation in their life, whether it's physical death or it's symbolic of where in their life things has never worked. The Lord was saying that me, I'm what? Replenishing you. I am replacing the things that what? You've lost. It wasn't that they were not going to bless what they are, because the way they think, if they just expose it, there'll be chaos. You know, there'll be just, so they say, let's keep, when we get home, we put it together, then we share. And listen to, whilst they were going, with the crowd coming, the crowd, they had no idea what has happened, you know. All of a sudden, they met some poor people, very poor people. They were like nuns, very poor. But in the midst of them was Jesus, coming. And they just passed Jesus and the poor people. Because they were so what? Excited about the blessing. Immediately they passed them. One of them said, we passed the Lord. We were not what? Generous. We were not kind to those who don't have. The Lord is revealing different things. Because I'm giving you those, because God is going to bless you in such a way. You have to be careful. You don't can it and sit on it. So we should have given those people at least one diamond. Just one alone can be about 1 million. Just when you have them, chunks of them. They pass by. The rest I won't tell you. But what is important is this. And then the Lord told me. This was about, I think about maybe 3 or 2 in the morning. So I woke up. I said, Lord. And I've never felt so good, as if everything. I've said amen to it for me already. I'm partaking of that one. I don't know about you. You think I will not say amen to something like that? I prayed and prayed, and I put the song on. Turning it around. So God has turned the thing around. And I could feel it. That is something that has happened. And I felt God said, I want to give unusual blood. The interesting thing was that those guys were not expecting it. And it came from an unlikely place where you don't expect, where they seem to be deaf. So shall the Lord visit you.
Amen.
Where you don't know, where you think everything is dead. Out of that, out of the dead lion, like Samson said, has come honey. It will be so fantastic, eh? The dancing you would dance. Your whole town, everybody will hear about you. And the Lord said to me, pray, let them pray for wisdom so that when that breakthrough comes, they will need wisdom how to manage it.
Amen.
But they needed to know that the money, they have to use the money, some of it, to buy that place where the graves are. But there's more diamonds in that place. You need wisdom. So that's why they needed to keep it quiet. If they've announced it to everybody, you can just imagine they'll be digging the dead bodies out of the ground and spoiling the whole thing. Because the only way it can be revealed was that the light, the revelation of God must fall on that thing and show it, or you won't see it. Because during the day, they woke up and then you couldn't see it. Revelation will come to some of you and God will tell you, do this or do that. It will shock you. The kind of return that will... I'm not just talking about money. Yes. For me, I say, God, service to you means unusual anointings. The money and those things can follow. So it depends on what you want to use your faith for. Are you ready to rejoice? Do you want to rejoice in the Lord?
Yes.
And this thing came after this message was given to me. I think last night when I was coming from Pastor Joe's place, that's when I got this message. Talk to them to rejoice in the Lord. And I will make them what I've ordained them to be. I don't need your help. All that I need is for them to what? Rejoice and believe. Mato Moria, shall we stand?